Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with the top stories in Al Jazeera. The UN's calling for the release of 16 of its local staffers detained in Ethiopia's capital Addis Ababa. It comes at a time of escalating conflict between Ethiopia's central government and rebel forces in the north of the country.
As far as I know, no explanation given to us about why these staff members are detained. There are 16 remaining in detention, and 6 have been released. So that's the breakdown. They come from various UN agencies. They're all national staff. It is imperative that they be released.
An African Union envoy has traveled to Ethiopia's Amhara and Afar regions in a diplomatic push to end the conflict. Rebels from Ethiopia's Tigray region have advanced closer towards the capital. The United Nations is warning the conflict is spiraling into a wider civil war. Poland's prime minister has accused Russia of being behind the wave of migrants trying to enter the country through Belarus. He says Moscow's actions threaten EU stability. Analysts say the pledges countries have made at COP26 to tackle climate change this decade would still lead to a 2.4 degrees Celsius temperature rise this century. That's far more than the 1.5 degree limit they've committed to. A U.S. judge has rejected a request by former President Donald Trump to stop the release of documents tied to the riot on Capitol Hill in January. Trump's lawyers argued that telephone records, visitor logs, and other documents were protected by executive privilege. The investigating committee wants to see them to determine Trump's potential involvement in the incident. The judge decided it was in the public's interest to release the documents. And the top court in the U.S. state of Oklahoma has overturned a $465 million opioid ruling against the drug maker Johnson & Johnson. It ruled that a lower court wrongly interpreted the state's public nuisance law in 2019. The pharmaceutical giant was accused of fueling the opioid epidemic. And witnesses say protesters have set fire to a police station in the Tunisian city of Agareb. It follows rallies this week against their decision to reopen a landfill site that was closed earlier this year.